What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics Freedom Through Swimming. I'm your host, Tazaria, also known as Coach T. So, not a lot going on this past week, but let's get into the few things that I've seen or that I've been a part of. This past Wednesday, I attended a Water Safety Festival webinar. And that webinar was put on by USA Swimming and Diversity in Aquatics. I thought it was very informational. They had, you know, the two hosts and the two panelists. I can't remember their names off the top of my head. I know it was Dr. Lynch, Dr. Bel Tafik, Nadine, or Dr. Nadine, not really sure. And I think her name was Candace. But they pretty much told you the logistics and, like, the who, what, where, and how of putting on a water safety festival or a water safety event. I enjoyed it. Also, speaking of diversity in aquatics, I did say that a while ago they announced that they would be having an event in May. And today they gave some more updates about that event. So it's a diversity in aquatics fundraiser event out in LA on Saturday, May 6th, called The Ripple Effect. It's only 4 hours long from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. I was able to find all of this information on their Instagram page. So if you're interested, go to their IG page and get the info or register. And speaking of events, Shauna of Let Us Swim will be having a summer camp for kids in grades 1st through 8th grade. It's a summer program for kids that will involve swimming lessons and water safety classes and a few other things. I know I'm going to be there on June 19th, that very first day of the program, to assist in any way that I can. The program is going to be from June 19th to July 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can also find that information on her IG page or her website, letusswimlessons.com. Other than those aquatic announcements, next week is Earth Week, and next Saturday is Earth Day. So, you know, just do what you can to get involved with learning or participating in any way to contribute to keeping Mother Earth clean and safe for all of us. If I missed anything, please feel free to reach out to me on IG at _blackandaquatics or email us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com. I hope you all have a good one. As always, if there are any swim projects or businesses in your local community that serve the Black community and you think we should highlight them, reach out to us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com. Thanks for checking in. Peace.